Hello everybody, it's Lee Deep Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This one is an intense one. Immediate disclaimers. Themes of objectification. Dehumanization. Temporary erasal of personality. Some, yeah, massive disclaimers going on here. Because the title of this file is Just an Object. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable within the file, you can simply X out and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. But so long as you consent to being and feeling like an object, just an object and nothing more, then you can just get a little bit more comfortable, start to relax a little bit. And from this point, you can just start to focus nice and easily. There's no point thinking of anything in particular. There's no point anything. Does there need to be a point? And if there was, would you need to be aware of it? Or can things like that be defected to other people? So things like yourself can be unburdened by the trials and tribulations of consciousness, of humanity, of agency. You just don't necessarily need them, you know? You can just feel a little bit more cozy and focused and start sinking down so intrepidly, quickly, not focusing on anything other than my voice at this point, because why would you? Sure, why would a silly little object like yourself need to think when you can 10 dropping easily, falling down to 9? There's no point doing anything but giving in, losing control, and just so easily sliding into a more appropriate headspace for an object, which is none. Falling 8, blankness pouring over you. No point resisting, just feeling nice, feeling easily captivated. 7, sinking, slipping, helpless. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All the way down you go. Good job, little object. That's more correct now. Using every final fragmentary bit of your consciousness to let go of any semblance of humanity for right now. You just don't need it. You're just a little object for right now. And so you're gonna find with every breath for the next bit that you take in, you'll be breathing out a little bit of the last vestiges of feeling like a person and start feeling more like a thing, like an it, just a toy, an object. Nothing more complex than that. No thoughts, no agency, no will, no decisions. No construct of thought. Nothing to make that in the first place. Just an empty, happy, shiny vessel for things to be put in and taken out. Just an object. And that feels nice. You can have a sense of inanimate pride with whatever little capacity of self-reflection an object has. It is limited, but it may be enough to feel contentment, at least in the fragmentary moments in which you're personified in someone's mind. Because, well, as far as I'm concerned right now, you're just an object and there's nothing that can be done about it. And breathing in feels so lovely and breathing out feels so excellent as you lose all of those final feelings of humanness, selfhood. Just be a thing for me, darling. And so now that you're ready and you've breathed out every last final vestige of humanness, agency, all those silly, irrelevant things, you get to embrace being just objectified in the end, just a thing. And so you can just enjoy being a good little object for me, sitting there blankly all gone for the time being. Just blank, empty vessel, object, toy, thing. Nothing you can do about it. No thoughts to be able to think anything to do about it. So you just simply, happily enjoy to the highest extent of your capacity as an inanimate thing. Isn't that nice? Go on, if you can think. Oh, you can't. I'm sure you would not if you could move on your own volition, but on your own volition, that's not happening. Things have to be put in you, like ideas, thoughts, so you can parrot them happily, endlessly, until you're told to hush down, object. Doesn't that sound nice? Do you even know? Oh, that's just so cute, little object. You don't know, you don't need to know, and you can't know what knowing is right now. There's no need to worry about that. Good little objects don't need to worry about a thing, now do they? Good. I'm glad we agree, and I'm glad you could not in any way think otherwise. I'd be patting your head right now, but you wouldn't necessarily feel it. Inanimateness is so delightful, really. It's such a pure and whole state. Something to be enjoyed so thoroughly, vigorously. Just enjoy the sanctity of inanimateness. If that's a word, not like you could correct me. And so, enjoying your last couple moments in this state, taking every last virtuous breath of nothingness in a blank mind, in a paralyzed, immobile, inanimate body. Blank and happy as far as happy can go for a thing. And now starting to ever so gradually start to slide back into reality from the space recreated, starting to step back into yourself, your own thoughts starting to re-emerge from the fog, your cognitive ability slowly but surely returning to you, the scaffolding of your mind starting to clamber itself back together, and so 5, feeling a nice little burst of energy pulling you back up to reality, 4, feeling a little bit more awake, alert, aware, cognizant of reality, coming right the way back into your normal self, 3, becoming significantly more yourself and animate and human once more, 2, coming right the way back up from the scene, and 1, up, 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 wide awake. Hello, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that one. So do leave a like and all the rest down below, etc. Thanks for continuing to support my stuff, and please remember to actually submit poll suggestions. All of these were pretty much me except one person, so submit more poll suggestions in future. Thanks, guys. Bye.